Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I guess the common thread this afternoon, Austin, is the heat. And
you are correct, sir.
And you will be diving into that in just about 2 or 3 minutes. So we'll check in. And also is going to give you the weekend forecast and set you up with a 5-day forecast as well. That's coming up in a minute. But let's go ahead, dump into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, the Pensacola Beach Gateway sign will not become a reality after all. This week, state funding for the project was removed from the 25-26 budget. Lawmakers will now refocus on traffic issues, improve access to Pensacola Beach, and lay the groundwork for a more efficient future without compromising the unique character of the area.
And the second of your top three stories today, scams have surfaced at the Florida Lottery. Scammers are calling people to claim they won prizes. These calls are fake. The lottery does not ever do that, ever. The bottom line is that scammers want your money and personal info, and Floridians were scammed out of more than $1 billion last year and more than $870 million in 2023. So listen, don't join that statistic. If you get a call, just hang up.
All right. Number three, the future of the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial is in trouble. June 30th deadline with the city of Pensacola requires the Memorial Foundation to disclose financial statements on project funding. Well, on Thursday, the city says they have not received those documents and are prepared to terminate the agreement. The estimated cost of the project is rising substantially, may I add. In July 2020, the cost was $500,000. 2 years later, $1 million. Today, the Memorial Plaza is estimated to cost $2.3 million. 6:15, Austin Price in with a look at the weather and traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Looking at the roads and weather here, it's looking pretty good. If you are dealing with any problems on the roads, they shouldn't be holding you up for too long. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances of about 40% on both your Saturday and Sunday. High is going to be sitting at around 90 degrees for both days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, it's a very, a very interesting day happening around here heading into the weekend. One thing I want to kind of leave in your mind to set you up for coming up here actually in July, not far away, but candidate qualifying is next week for the open Centurytown Council seat after Council Member Sandra McCurry Jackson resigned seat 5 back in May. The town charter requires a special election to be held on Tuesday, July 29th. The candidate must be a registered voter in the town of Century, and that's it. No other requirements or qualifications. Just got to be a voter.
All right. And four individuals are charged in connection with a robbery, carjacking, and kidnapping at a Pensacola hotel. Three 19-year-olds, Precious Jones, Damian Miles, and Alexis Soto, are held without bond on various offenses, and then the fourth was a 15-year-old facing similar charges. The victim was lured to the Hotel Del Sol under false pretenses and was threatened with BB guns, robbed of his belongings, and forced to withdraw money from an ATM. Law enforcement identified the suspects through security footage.
Okay, here's something to put on your calendar for tomorrow. The Santa Rosa County Clerk of Courts and Comptrollers going to hold a passport day. It starts 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, goes to about 2. This is a walk-in event following, what it allows people to do is for first-timers, first-time passport applicants to get a passport. An appointment is not necessary. The clerk's offices at the County Administrative Complex on Caroline Street up in Milton and the South End Service Center on Gulf Breeze Parkway to the south is going to be open for this event.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, this Sunday's launch of the Axiom Mission 4 to the International Space Station was delayed for the 7th time. It's on hold due to concerns about recent repair work. NASA has not announced a new launch date, but the mission included a 4-person international crew, including former NASA astronaut Peggy Wilson.
Can I tell you how many times, as a broadcaster, we have warned the public about do not leave pets or children in hot cars?
I know.
It's happened again. A Florida man is charged with leaving his toddler son in a hot car to die while he went into a bar to drink. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
Cops say 33-year-old Scott Allen Gardner left his 18-month-old son Sebastian inside his sweltering truck for more than 3 hours while he got a haircut and then drinks in Ormond Beach, Florida. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office says the outside temperature reached 92 degrees. The medical examiner says the baby's body temperature reached 111. Gardner is charged with manslaughter and child neglect. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a man is accused of walking into an Islamic school in Cooper City with a hatchet. The scene unfolded Thursday afternoon at Nur-ul Islam Academy. Broward County Sheriff's officials say that Ryan Newburn was lying face down on the floor and talking to himself. He was arrested and charged with possessing a weapon on school property. An investigation is ongoing because officials did not say whether Newburn intended to harm anyone.
Okay, 619 News Radio 92.3. A Florida man avoids going home to his angry wife. This happens a lot, I'm sure. But probably wishes he had in the long run. Chris DeMeo has a pretty good explanation.
He traded the ball and chain for handcuffs. The unidentified man is accused of breaking into a random house and hung out there for several days to avoid going home to his wife after they had a fight. Polk County Sheriff's deputies were called to the home by a neighbor who noticed suspicious activity while the homeowner was away. When cops walked in, they found the suspect cooking himself dinner and had just run a luxurious bath. He faces unarmed burglary and other charges. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Well, for the Love Dies crowd, that guy might be quite the cautionary tale. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3, Friday edition.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's the history of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Take a chance on me. Find a new my baby.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. There is a growing number of people taking second jobs in the current economy. They just can't make it off one job. And especially a lot of senior citizens who may be on retirement.
Yeah.
SSI doesn't cover the bills now. So they have to get another job. Anyway, Fox's business correspondent Lauren Simonetti has a report on the status of this program.
That is a two-decade high. Why is this happening? My personal opinion is because we can. The gig economy is made possible by our smartphones, right? Everything's on an app. And also so many people work from home. Mm-hmm. They have the freedom. But there is also nervousness about a potential recession. Workers are making sure they have enough money put aside for if that happens, for that rainy day. But in general, isn't this just smart financial advice? Especially for young workers. Hey, Gen Z, you're not lazy after all, right?
At 624.
That's News Radio.
Hey, Austin, you're not lazy after all.
I didn't think so.
All right, 624. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. We are watching The Money today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed amid geopolitical tensions and as price pressure concerns weigh on investors after the Fed kept its benchmark interest rate unchanged and warned that inflation could pick up. However, today, Fed Governor Christopher Waller said that he doesn't expect tariffs to boost inflation significantly, so policymakers should be looking to lower interest rates as early as next month. Tech stocks and chip makers were the worst performers, weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ, while energy and consumer staples gained. And Tesla stock was up slightly. It was the last trading day before the EV maker's expected robo-taxi launch in Austin, Texas. The Dow winners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amazon, and McDonald's. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. It doesn't look like there's too much going on the roads. It's been that way for a while. Thank you for staying safe out there on this Friday evening. Please continue to do so. As for your weather locally here, 87 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Saturday and Sunday both have rain chances, hitting as high as 40%. As for the temperature, that's getting significantly higher. highs are still sitting at what we've seen the past couple days, sitting at around 90, 91 degrees each day.
And one thing I do want to stress to you, especially getting all set up here for the weekend, I know everybody's excited about this, doing some beach time. Be sure and take along the SPF with you this weekend.
Yeah,
UV
very
rays
true.
Is going to be very intense out there, and you want to take care of that skin. Today, marking the longest stretch of daylight in 2025 and the first day of what's already looking to be a real hot summer season. Here's Jeff Manasso.
The first day of summer is when the sun stays out the longest. It's happening today with the sun at its northernmost point with around 15 hours of sunlight, according to the Farmer's Almanac, for the northern half of the globe, officially kicking off the summer solstice with pools and beaches likely in high demand as a heat wave moves in this weekend into next week for millions of Americans across the country, including triple-digit temperatures expected, along with heat warnings across the East Coast's I-95 corridor. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And President Trump says Europe won't bring an end to the Iran-Israeli conflict. He was speaking from New Jersey today, and he threw cold water on the meeting between Iran's foreign minister and top diplomats from Britain, France, and Germany in Geneva. He added that he hopes people come to their senses soon.
All right. Four people have pled guilty to a scheme involving U.S. aid. DOGE went after these folks. People said, you can't do that. Well, they're finding a lot of money, folks. I mean, just massive amounts of money that have been misused. Mike Emanuel has a better idea. He's going to basically update us on what's going on right now.
According to the Justice Department, USAID official Roderick Watson sold his influence starting back in 2013. Contractors Walter Barnes and Daryl Britt funneled payoffs through subcontractor Paul Young to hide their tracks. It doesn't end there. Barnes's company, working in conjunction with another firm, kept receiving federal funds, $5,000 for human resources consulting late last year, and then later, after suing the government, a contract worth up to $800 million. Matthew R. Gagliotti, head of the Justice Department's criminal division, saying, quote, their scheme violated the public trust by corrupting the federal government's procurement process.
And jurors in Massachusetts from the retrial of Karen Reed are coming forward to discuss the case. Jurors 4 and 11 spoke out yesterday, and both say they were convinced that Reed did not strike her former Boston cop boyfriend John O'Keefe with her SUV in 2022. The jury acquitted Reed of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and leaving the scene of a deadly crash.
I don't think you see a lot of Trump supporters hanging around Starbucks, but something interesting is happening over there. Starbucks, not known for its Republican or conservative stances, is finding common... Here's the word now. Grounds.
You dog.
Grounds with the Trump administration. Tom Rigotti explains.
The leader of Starbucks has agreed to further align its menu with the administration's Make America Healthy Again initiative. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says in a post on X that he met with Starbucks CEO Brian Nickel on Tuesday. Kennedy says he was pleased to learn that Starbucks food and beverages already avoid artificial dyes, flavors, sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup, and other additives. Starbucks says the meeting with Kennedy was productive. Kennedy has taken issue with various food ingredients, saying that products such as seed oil and FD&C color additives are harmful to humans. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Harvard can enroll international students for now. A federal judge granted a preliminary injunction that halts the Trump administration's withdrawal of the university's ability to host students. The injunction prevents the White House's revocation of the school's student and exchange visitor program certification until the judge makes a decision on a lawsuit brought by Harvard.
So you might be making a trip up to the Northeast this week, or maybe, you know, taking a vacation, grabbing the kids together, getting them all together.
Sure.
Well, Americans in the eastern portion of the mainland U.S. preparing for a heat wave that will bring scorching temps to the region. Meteorologist Zach Green has the latest from Philadelphia.
Sunday afternoon will really be the beginning of the excessive temperatures. 70s and 80s for overnight lows and a wall of humidity when you step outside. So AC, it is going to be cranking. And by the time we go into Monday, we are looking at record territory for nearly 30, possibly 50 different locations from the mid-Atlantic up into the Northeast. Monday afternoon seems to be the core of it, especially for those in New England. But from anywhere around New York City right down into the nation's capital, Tuesday and Wednesday is still going to be rather concerning as well. New York forecasted 99 degrees. We're still holding on to 104 in Harrisburg. 106 possible for a heat index in Philadelphia.
Okay, just remind you, if you want to invest in your financial future, Mega Millions tonight, $302 million, $136 million, that's your cash option, heading out the door.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is talking about the deadline he set to decide whether he'll order U.S. airstrikes on Iran's underground nuclear sites. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
As President Trump weighs whether to launch airstrikes against Iran, he explained his thought process over his new two-week deadline to make a decision.
Just a time to see whether or not people come to their senses.
President Trump warned Iran was just weeks away from obtaining a nuclear weapon before Israel took action.
Israel and Iran exchanged airstrikes again today. Fox's Greg Palcott reports.
The biggest hit of the day by Iranian missiles was in the main northern Israeli port of Haifa. Some 20 missiles targeted that location. Authorities say over 20 people were wounded. Missiles also targeted the South.
America's listening to Fox News.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members, your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Check out dozens of vendors that grow, make, or create at the Palafox Market every Saturday from 9 till 2, rain or shine. Coastal Weddings Magazine's 17th annual Brides Night Wedding Expo is Sunday from 4 till 7 at Sanders Beach. Vendors will have prize giveaways, on-site booking, and special one-day offers. See Eventbrite.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Pensacola Beach Gateway sign will not become a reality after all. This week, state funding for the project was removed from the 2025-26 budget. Lawmakers will now refocus on traffic issues, improve access to Pensacola Beach, and lay the groundwork for a more efficient future without compromising the unique character of the area.
Okay, the second story we're watching for you today. Scams have surfaced at the Florida Lottery. Scammers are calling people to claim they won prizes. These calls, problem with this, they're all fake. And the lottery does not do that.
Yeah.
I mean, ever. Period. Exclamation point. Bottom line is the scammers want your money and they want your personal information. Stop them. Floridians were scammed out of more than $1 billion in 2024. That is up from $874 million in 23. If you do get that call, hang up.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. The future of the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial is in trouble. A June 30th deadline with the City of Pensacola requires the Memorial Foundation to disclose financial statements on project funding on Thursday. The city says they have not received those documents and are prepared to terminate the agreement. The estimated cost of the project is rising, and that's a big problem. In July of 2020, the cost was $500,000. 2 years later, it was a whole $1 million, and now the memorial plot is estimated to cost $2.3 million.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, a 21-year-old guy, Nicholas Valia of Cantonment, was sentenced by Scammy Judge Amy Broderson to 25 years in prison. This was for a 2023 shooting outside the Luna Lane's bowling alley. Valia was found guilty of attempted second-degree murder with a firearm, shooting into an occupied vehicle, and discharging a firearm from a vehicle.
And Escambia County will be moving forward with a $5.2 million project to improve the Galvez boat ramp in Perdido Key. The project will include new and larger spaces and more dock space. County Administrator Wes Moreno says that they'll perform as much of the work as possible in the boating off-season.
All right. FWC, this is really good. If the FWC introduced, and we've been talking this, I just want to remind you, we've been mentioning this leading up into the spring and summertime. FWC introducing a free mobile app called Decky. It is a new safety device for boaters. The app will provide essential information for a safe day on the water. The free Decky app is available from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Halliburton finds a spot, launches, and hits. Long three-pointer from Halliburton. Siakam falling away, puts it in at the buzzer.
On ABC, dominant first half of Game 6 of the NBA Finals last night in Indianapolis for the home team. The Pacers, who missed the first 8 shots against the Thunder, built a 3-point lead after one quarter and were up 22 points at halftime after Pascal Siakam nailed a shot at the buzzer. Then, to close the third quarter,
O'Connell whips it out. Toppin tries again. Babbitt Nimhard. Shepard just gets it off. It's good! It's good! At the buzzer!
deserve.
On ABC, Ben Shepard shot to close the third quarter, gave the Pacers a 30-point lead over the Thunder entering the final 12 minutes. OKC outscored Indiana in the fourth, 31-18, but the Thunder still lost by 17 points, 108-91. This means whoever wins Sunday's game in Oklahoma City will be the NBA champions.
You know, you got to control the controllables and let the cards fall where they may. You know, it's a one-game series now, and, man, we believe. You know, we got a lot of faith in this group. So take care of our bodies, get ready, and Game 7 NBA Finals, what more can you ask for?
Tyrese Halliburton with ABC after he scored 14 points playing with a strained calf muscle. He'll have a couple of days off before having to play Game 7 Sunday night. The Pacers were led by Obi Toppin. He scored 20 points off the bench. Pascal Siakam had 16 points and 13 rebounds. Oklahoma City was led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 20 points. The Thunder, with a perfect 6-0 record in playoff games this year immediately following a loss. Soccer, United States men's national team advanced to the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup with a 1-0 win over Saudi Arabia. Next game in the group stage, Sunday against Haiti. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
In basketball, Hall of Famer Vlade Divac is recovering after suffering a spill from his motorcycle. The incident happened Thursday in Montenegro. Sports Illustrated reports the 57-year-old underwent emergency hip surgery and is in stable condition. He was drafted by the LA Lakers in 1989, also played for the Charlotte Hornets and Sacramento Kings during his 16-year NBA career.
Okay, let's talk about some local sports here. The Wahoos are back on the wrong side of the playing equation, losing to Montgomery 7-6 on Thursday. Pensacola playing 500 ball, 33-33 in the 2025 season. Wahoos back home tonight for game four of a six-game series against the Biscuits. They threw that first pitch out at 6:05 this evening.
All right, and a small change is coming to the college football playoff. According to Action Network, player availability reports will be required in each stage of the tournament. The tweak was partially made due to the increase in sports betting and the need to cut down on inside information.
Dodgers, in terms of Los Angeles Dodgers, claiming ice made an appearance at the at their stadium on Thursday. Only thing that's kind of questioning a lot of folks, ice says they were never there. Well, here's the story from Christina Coleman.
The Dodgers posted on X, quote, "This morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lot. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization, but ICE responded by saying, false. We were never there." And DHS stated this had nothing to do with the Dodgers. CBP vehicles were in the stadium parking lot very briefly, unrelated to any operation or enforcement. The LA Times reports federal agents gathered near the stadium to conduct a briefing, according to a LAPD source.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, some tips to deal with the hot weather this summer, and they'll probably come in pretty handy for you. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the first official day of summer, and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has some health tips for the hot weather. First, protect your skin, wearing at least SPF 30 sunscreen and reapplying it every 2 hours. Also, stay hydrated, drinking water regularly, especially when it's hot outside, while also avoiding sugary drinks. Instead, choosing water or natural fruit-infused beverages. And stay active. You can enjoy low-impact activities like swimming, walking, and biking. But listen to your body. Take breaks and rest when needed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And experts are urging a wider use of weight loss drugs. The American College of Cardiology says we should use GLP-1 drugs earlier and not require patients to first try healthier lifestyle changes. In major trials, the drugs have been shown to reduce cardiovascular events, improve heart failure symptoms, and help manage fatty liver disease. But it's not as easy as it sounds, as there's barriers like insurance coverage being limited, high out-of-pocket costs, and supply shortages.
642. News Radio 92.3 heading into a nice Friday night. Thanks for having us on. U.S. health officials plan to use and issue new guidelines for moderate drinking. Here's Kelly Sabrini with the latest.
Moderate drinking has been linked to several health risks. The Surgeon General noted earlier this year that alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in our country after tobacco and obesity. And a CDC report released last year said the number of deaths due to alcohol climbed 29% between 2016 and 2021. Now, our Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has stayed silent on alcohol, but he has restructured his department to eliminate the group behind the report. Terry Cunningham, the board president for the Alcohol Justice Group, says this will make America have an alcohol use disorder.
And the deadline to renew Medicaid benefits is approaching. A renewal process hasn't occurred since the global COVID-19 shutdown. That prompted state health officials to remind parents about the critical deadline, which is set for June 30th.
They are what travelers don't want to bring home from their travels. Just simple as that. These U.S. cities where bed bugs are most likely to be found, here they are. Fox's Grinnell Scott runs them down.
Pest control company Terminix finds Philadelphia for the second straight year ranks highest among cities where bed bugs are found. New York, Cleveland, and Akron, Ohio, L.A., and Dallas-Fort Worth round out the top five. Factors that contribute to the infestations can include humid climate, housing trends, and location. Cities that are travel hubs are often where bedbugs can be found. Travelers are urged to inspect hotel rooms and mattresses when you check in. If you do find them, clothes dryers and garment steamers at their hottest settings can kill the bugs and their eggs. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All right. Yes. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. Bans of plastic bags appear to be helping the environment. Now, this is according to a new study.
Ooh.
Lisa Lacera has more information for you.
The study, published in the journal Science, looked at data from thousands of shoreline cleanups across the U.S., finding areas that tried to cut down on plastic bag use either by banning plastic bags or charging for them saw the number of bags ending up on shorelines fall by at least 25% compared to areas that did nothing. The study also found bans or charging for bags work better at the state level rather than the local level and had a bigger impact in places that had a larger litter problem. But the researchers warn overall more plastic bags are being found across the U.S. There's just not as many in places that decided to take action. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. You have waited for this, just waiting for Austin Price to take a look at that weather.
Your eyes
and
gleaming with anticipation.
And the local traffic together. And you know the weekend forecast, it's coming up.
Yes, absolutely. And this traffic and weather update is just so detailed, as I tell you. There's nothing holding you up on the roads. As for the weather, at least locally, 87 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 76 tonight. There are going to be rainfall chances on both your Saturday and Sunday, hitting as high as 40% from what I can see. It's also going to be very warm both of those days, but recent memory should tell you that is not a shock. Both of the days are sitting with highs of around 90 to 91 degrees.
Well, the heat dome is settling over much of the U.S. for the first couple of days of summer. As a matter of fact, welcome to summer today.
Yay.
Fox Weather saying it's ready to bake more than 30 states in extreme temps, especially in the Midwest, Central U.S., and Northeast. Jill Lato has the story.
Dangerous, potentially record-breaking temperatures are expected across much of the country. New York City's forecast to hit triple digits this coming week. And Mayor Eric Adams says
people don't realize hot weather is one of the most deadly weather-related issues, health issues here in the city.
In Salt Lake City, Utah, pediatrician Jennifer Brenton warns you have to look out for the kids, since heat-related illnesses in children may be harder to spot than in adults.
If they're not sweating, if they seem more sleepy or more irritable, those are all signs that they need to get cooled off quickly.
The high temps should start to ease by next Wednesday for most of the U.S. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street today, with the Dow gaining 35 points, the S&P 500 dropped 13, and the NASDAQ lost nearly 100. Darden Restaurants today beating Wall Street's earnings and revenue estimates. The parent company to the Olive Garden also predicted solid growth for fiscal 2026. Darden reported fiscal fourth quarter net income of $303.8 million. Reuters is reporting Tesla's first China grid-scale battery shortage station is using its Megapack batteries and will be located in Shanghai. The deal represents a more than $556 million investment. The Agriculture Department says Fresh Realms grilled chicken fettuccine Alfredo products sold at Walmart and Kroger have been recalled due to possible listeria contamination. Crude oil futures for July closed at $75 a barrel. That's your money now.
All right, 6:48. There's a new study out on an increasingly popular type of work arrangement. Lily Wu reports on the findings on News Radio 92.3.
Almost 40% of remote workers admit using technology to look busy when they're not, according to a new LendingTree survey, which reveals some workers say they're using software hacks or digital tools to appear like they're remaining productive. A higher rate of men, 44%, versus women, 32%, say they do this. The online survey of 2,000 people, finding more than half say they've generated extra income while working remotely for their main job. 69% admit to doing household chores. 74% of those with younger kids say they care for them while trying to work, but 52% also report working more hours than expected. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And CVS Caremark is facing a class action lawsuit over alleged political text messages to Louisiana residents. Texts sent last week urged people to oppose a bill being considered by state lawmakers, which aims to regulate pharmacy benefit managers, which is what CVS Caremark is and owned by CVS Health Corporation. CVS customers report being texted that CVS locations in Louisiana would have to close after House Bill 258 passed. The lawsuit claims this was a use of confidential patient information and violation of patient privacy laws.
News Radio 92.3, I like this new product I want to tell you about here. Meta is introducing its new AI glasses. Well, Madison Allworth got to try them on. Tells us what's going on with them.
These are the new Oakley Meta smart glasses. They follow in the footsteps of the Ray-Ban Meta glasses. They can take videos and pictures, and then it's the AI that's embedded into these glasses that really comes with some amazing features. One of my favorites is live translation. If someone speaks to you in Spanish, French, or Italian, the glasses can translate it in your ear in near real time. And then you reply back in English and it translates it back to the language they were speaking for you. That opens up the world.
Yeah, that's pretty darn impressive if that is actually possible. And the Supreme Court rejecting a request to speed up a challenge to tariffs implemented by the White House. This means the Trump administration has a 30-day window to file a response to the challenge, which came from two toy makers. The companies argue the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not give President Trump the authority to place duties on products from China. On Tuesday, the companies asked the High Court to expedite consideration of their challenge to skip through going a federal appeals court.
Okay, I think this story will get you thinking a little bit this afternoon. New legislation could soon make the U.S. dollar a bigger currency. Lauren Simonetti explains why this is.
President Trump directing the House to move lightning fast to pass stablecoin legislation after the Senate did so with support from 18 Democrats in a 68-30 vote Tuesday night. The clock is ticking to get a bill on his desk by August. Stablecoins are cryptos pegged to assets like the dollar or gold. White House crypto and AI czar David Sacks says they're like digital dollars.
Citizens of other countries can decide that they would rather transact in dollars as opposed to their local currencies. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw countries all over the world dollarize from the bottom up.
The more difficult task for lawmakers is the market structure legislation. The Senate holding a hearing on that Tuesday. Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And around 16 billion passwords are reportedly compromised after one of the largest data breaches ever. According to Cyber News, logins to social media, VPNs, and user accounts for companies like Apple and Google had been left exposed. The passwords are often put up for sale on the dark web and can be used for identity theft, fraud, and blackmail. The data watchdog said it's been monitoring the exposed passwords since the start of this year.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A major insurer who features a duck is dealing with a possible data breach.
Whoever could it be?
Aflac. Jenny Casola reports.
Aflac is dealing with a cybersecurity incident on its U.S. network caused by a sophisticated cybercrime group it did not name. The incident was identified June 12th. It was able to stop the intrusion within hours and has third-party cybersecurity experts investigating. Aflac says a review is in its early stages. It's unclear yet the total number of individuals affected, though the hackers potentially had access to personal information information of customers, including social security numbers and health-related details. Aflac offers accident and pet insurance plans. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get some pop culture notes to ease you into this Friday evening and weekend right here on News Radio 92.3.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Bands on the Beach happens every Tuesday night at 7, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Come on out with a blanket or a lawn chair and get ready to catch the vibes on the sand behind the Gulfside Pavilion. This Tuesday, it's Goldmine. Goldmine is Pensacola's own classic rock band, bringing the golden era of rock back to life. From festival stages to a brand new Nashville-produced EP, Goldmine rocks all generations. It's all happening this Tuesday night at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.655 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I just want Joe Walston and the James gang there to kind of lay their sounds out. Hadn't heard it in a while. Stuff. Afternoon, everybody. It is 6:55. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir, I am. Let's see. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. It's been that way for a while now, so thank you all for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so tonight and during this weekend. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees, going to be a low of 76. And when I said be careful this weekend, I meant it, because we do have some rainfall chances, sitting at around 40% both days. Speaking of those 2 days, something else they have in common is they're both going to be very hot, highs sitting at around 90, 91 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, just remember the pop-up showers and take along the SPF.
Absolutely. UV that rays. Should be a given.
UV rays. And also, I did want to also remind you, take along plenty of water. Leave the alcohol, but take the water. Because, believe me, take the water. Just trust me on this one if you don't mind. Hey, today marks the 50th anniversary of the release of Oscar-winning film Jaws. Tanya J. Powers has more.
5 decades ago, two notes played on a tuba became shorthand for an apex predator in one of the most iconic movies of all time. Jaws, based on the 1974 bestseller by Peter Benchley, is the story of a great white shark that terrorizes a New England town. It also spawned one of the most quoted movie lines.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Starring Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss, it became a summer 1975 blockbuster and one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
He's circling the boat for
us. Wanna go back in the water again? A big screen re-release of Jaws is set for August 29th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And court is adjourned for the week in Sean Diddy Combs' sex crime trial in New York. A former personal assistant for Combs took the stand today and spoke about the drugs he used to buy for him. The government had said it would likely rest its case on Monday. The defense is expected to take 2 to 5 days, and the judge says the trial could wrap up before July 4th.
Well, they got problems in the Pacific Northwest. What I'm talking about, Washington State's cherry harvest is under a threat as immigrants stay away from the cherry fields due to fears that ICE could nab them. Well, Fox 13 in Seattle has more on the report.
It's peak season in Washington's cherry orchard, but there's more fruit than there are hands to pick it. Growers fear labor shortages will roll over into apples, grapes, hops, and even other crops, costing them thousands this year.
Fear is driving workers indoors and out of the fields. Harvesting is about 2 weeks behind. Growers are now calling daily, desperately asking for workers. The situation isn't getting better. The Trump administration only fueling anxiety, saying it will continue to carry out raids at farms, hotels, and restaurants.
This isn't just a local issue. Washington State is the lead producer in sweet cherry.
And comedian and actor Cheech Marin, honored with his own day, proclaimed at L.A. City Hall. The L.A. native is well known for being half of the famed comedic duo Cheech and Chong, and for TV and film work like 1987's Born in East L.A., where his American character is mistakenly deported to Mexico. City Council member Hugo Soto Martinez calls Marin a cultural icon whose work has inspired generations on screen, in music, and through his unwavering commitment to the arts.
Yes, I remember the big ice cream truck that caught fire. Kind of got everybody stoned driving down the street, you know? God,
dude, Cheech and Chong was such a stupid concept.
They were hilarious. Listen, the team behind Inside Out have a new coming-of-age tale hitting the big screen.
Oh, wow.
Michelle Pollino.
All I ever wanted was to find a place to fit in.
Disney Pixar's Elio is about a kid with a big imagination and an even bigger obsession with outer space. When he's accidentally beamed up to the Communiverse, a cosmic council of aliens from every corner of the galaxy, he's mistaken for Earth's leader.
The most beautiful place I've ever seen.
You'll be one of us.
Leader of Earth.
Huh?
Don't stop me.
Now, he's got to charm a bunch of weird and wild life forms, face down a universe-sized mess, and figure out who he really is and where he truly belongs. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And the Boston Calling Music Festival will not be held next year. In a statement released Friday, organizers said the festival will take a short break, but no reason was given. Organizers said the festival will return sometime in June of 2027.
Yeah, what's wrong with those people?
Yeah, come on. Because we were talking earlier about their stacked lineup. They have a lot of people, typically.
Yes, they do. Good lineup, actually.
Yeah, big names.